Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for a millennia. To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration.
The third Wednesday of the month, and therefore it's time for Inspired On Air. And what better the time to actually go to our founder and creator of the whole Lincoln Inspired brand? It's Sarah Bullimore. How are you, Sarah?
I'm good, thank you, Alex. How are you?
Well, that's very well. A lot better than actually a couple of our erstwhile co-presenters, because Michael Blackburn very, very poorly actually lost over a stone in weight due to a flu bug over the last 2 weeks.
Good.
He's not good at all. And indeed, also Laura Swain, who is due to be coming over from the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. She's also poorly. And Julie Ellaby's also having to battle through. You know, it's just falling like flies. You see, they clearly haven't been engaging with the Lincoln Inspired or Lincoln Inspired magic in and on. On whatever the preposition, it's a quality-based program. Sarah, where do we start, literally, since last you were in the studio doing stuff with us here? We've got project manager of the Composite Festival, the Firebird Trust, the Lincoln Drill Hall performance on March the... where do you want to start, Sarah? Because if I just went through your credits alone, we'd have to pack up and go home.
It's a very busy time, isn't it, Alex? It's that start of a brand new year, so it's all go. Maybe with the first event, really, and the composite performance in March, because that's kind of the first event that kicks into the event schedule mm-hmm. and calendar.
Now, one of the clear things I've always been fascinated by this is you say composite, I say compose it. Is it a case of how do we connect it? Is it tomato, tomato? It's all about music and putting things together, though, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's short, it's with a K, and it's short for composition. So it's all about kind of creating music. And it's a fabulous project that I've been involved in, working with Firebird Trust, who are a music organisation based in East Midlands. They used to be based across in Lincolnshire and currently have a virtual office in Nottingham, but work with all musicians and composers across the whole region. And we were successful in getting some Arts Council funding last year. And so we were able to start the project in January. So we chose 4 young composers from across the area to get involved. And they're between the ages of 15 and 21. And they've been in a couple of workshop sessions working with a team of 5 professional musicians, an artistic director, and also we've had some leading composers and mentors, Annie Whitehead, Chris Woods and Judith Weir, coming along and working with them to mentor them to create their own pieces of music.
Now, I suspect we have featured the fabulous Joe Freya on the programme before. In fact, I don't suspect we have featured Joe Freya before. She's the founder of Compose It, which, as you rightly said, Sarah, is the founder, supported by the Firebird Trust. You've got some very interesting credits here because Freya herself has actually worked with a variety of fine people, including Joanna Lumley, erstwhile, of course, presenter of the BAFTA Awards, Juliet Stevenson, Jenny Agutter, Virginia McKenna, and so on. Lots of kind of key things there. So there's a lot of quality that's actually in the Compose It and Firebird Trust environment, isn't there?
There is, that's right. And what we really wanted to do was to kind of bring that professional expertise to the young people in the area and give them an opportunity to think out of the box, really, and to just explore their different musical styles and use those mentors to guide them along on their career path.
Do people need to have had lots of previous musical experience to get involved with Compose It? Do you need to actually be up to grade 8? Is there a kind of preview here? Or is it just a case of if you can play the cymbals, you can get into Compose It?
There wasn't. We had an application process at the beginning of the year, and we were looking really for passion and ideas more than anything else. So no, you don't actually have to play yourself as a composer. You have to have like an ear for it, but you don't have to read music either. So we have a range of people between the musicians and the composers. Some read musical scores and some don't. So it was just really about capturing that passion and that idea and that kind of want to do it and be involved, really.
Indeed, returning to Jo Freya, I see that she's been involved with the English folk scene since the 1970s. So she's actually managed to clock some kilometres on the tracks, obviously. But she did win the French Gold Award for world music as part of the group Scarp in the 1990s. And again, works to it. In fact, it's time that Freya made a return to Inspired On Air, I feel.
Absolutely.
I've been getting this information from the firebirdtrust.co.uk website. Is that a good starting point to actually go to as far as the web's concerned?
Yes, absolutely. That's kind of got all the general information there, and we've been updating the composite page on there with everything on. And there's a link on there as well to the Drill Hall page, so you can book your tickets. We do have a Facebook page as well. It's a very small Facebook page because we just started it. Now, let me just...
Small but perfectly formed.
Absolutely. I should just
it's a wondrous
experience. It's got a different title that people would not expect.
Mm.
So...
Well, whilst you're doing that, whilst you're filling in that whole sort of scenario, I'll come back with the...
I've done it now.
Oh,
done it.
So right.
It is at Composite, which is with a K, Composer's Tool.
At Composite, Composer's Tool.
Composer's Tool.
If you type that in, I'm sure you'll find magical things will ensue.
Absolutely.
A couple of weeks ago, in fact, actually, it was last week, we had the wonderful Phil Hamlin-Williams, who, when he's not actually being chair of the Lincoln Literary Festival, something which we both actually had interesting connections with in times past, Sarah, as you'd expect, really, is also one of the key folk behind the Lincoln Drill Hall, set up, of course, to ensure that the troops had somewhere warm and comforting to actually do their drill in, as opposed to actually pneumatic or any kind of dentist drills that we're talking about. This is actually drill as in up 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 4, up 2, and all of that matter, the kind of military precision, Sarah, that you actually bring to every one of your projects, let's be honest. Indeed. But at the Lincoln Drill Hall, would you like to share with us why not only are you a fundraiser for this august scenario, but also some of the grand things that are coming up before indeed Phil Hamlin-Williams himself returns on another show, that would be the Midweek Drive here on Siren Radio in the first week in March?
Lovely, yes. Well, the good thing about the composite performance is we've been doing our workshops across in Nottingham, but we wanted to bring the performance to Lincoln. So we're going to be performing it at Lincoln Drill Hall on the 27th of March at 7:30 in the evening. It's going to be a really nice evening. Tickets are only £5, so they're very, very cheap. And it means if you come along that you get to support the young people on their journey as well and give them a bit of confidence. But we'll also have, you'll see them be able to listen to their music on the evening, but also you'll get a little bit of a snapshot of all the different musicians, which includes Nikki Kate Hayes from Soundlinks there, the CEO of Soundlinks, who'll be performing, and some of our local musicians. And also we'll have a film as well, and kind of the stories of the journeys that the young composers have gone through. So that'll be a night to be remembered. And we're really looking forward to kind of seeing all the Lincoln music audiences come along to that evening.
And details clearly available for that, once again, either from the Lincoln Drill Hall, the website. Yes. I presume that's the best place to go, I would have thought, really.
It is, yeah. You can directly book online there.
Oh. Number crunching, Sarah. I know you love the number crunching scenario, but 2 days with 54 artists, 20 stall holders, 17 volunteers, and over 2,300 visitors. That's 2 days with 54 artists, 20 stall holders, 17 volunteers, and over 2,300 visitors. To what do I refer, Sarah Bullimore?
You are referring to Newark Book Festival.
Yay, you see, the rehearsals I knew would pay off, Sarah. You know, all that time that we spent in January when people were saying, oh, they're just taking time out, they're on holiday. No, we were focusing on making sure that kind of instant response was being delivered in the February Inspired On Air. Huge success last year, of course, and it's already gearing up for the 13th to the 15th of July in 2018.
It is indeed. It's very exciting. This year is ticking by speedily. And so right now we've got meetings tomorrow and I'm about three quarters of the way through putting the programme in place. So, yes, all systems go for this year. And as you may have noticed there, I've snuck an extra day on to the festival as well because one can't help
too much to pack into 48 hours.
Absolutely.
You need those 72 hours to allow the festival time to breathe.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. I do know that last year we took Inspired On Air on location to the festival and did some reports there. Hopefully we'll do that again.
I'm
not sure whether Natalie Armstrong will be with us because she's over in China, I believe. So let's see what happens as far as she may well return. But I think Ben Lewis will be coming to check out that whole process. You can, of course, become a friend of the festival by simply going to the newarkbookfestival.org.uk website. That's newarkbookfestival.org.uk. And you'll find out about the programme, the events, the venues, and what effectively makes Lincolnshire and Nottinghamshire come alive within Newark between the 13th and the 15th of July in 2018. So great news as far as
that's concerned. Lots of exciting things to look forward to, I should just say that.
Lincoln Dancers is something we are regularly talking about in a whole variety of other bits and pieces, so we won't talk about it now, but we will talk about Lincoln Fashion Week, which is going to be taking place. And Lincoln Fashion Week is also one of those things which, last year, of course, you had the package which had a couple of our fine midweek drivettes from Siren Radio make their way down to London with Virgin Trains, if memory serves. So how do you top that? Is it just a case of we let our designers talk for us? It's London Fashion Week this time. Her Majesty the Queen was obviously in the front row. Is Queen Elizabeth II going to be making it? I can't say, obviously. But
Who knows who will be in our audience? There's a reason to go and get a ticket alone. Who knows who will be on the front row? Lincoln Fashion Week is going to be the 4th to the 11th of May this year. And we're just kind of finalising the programme at the moment. It's going to be so much bigger and better than last year. There's a huge range of action-packed things going on. And we've got all sorts of partners. I'm busy at the moment putting together the programme for our Children's Day on the 7th of May on the bank holiday. Once again, we're going to be working with Debenhams, where we're going to have our 0 to about 14 years day. So we work with all the retailers in the city to showcase all the fashion. And we have so many models signed up this year, Alex. So many. We have hundreds, literally. So it's very popular.
Clearly it shows the quality that's actually based there. Now, Sarah, if you'd be kind enough to stay with us, we still have to talk about the Children's Festival in Lincoln because I think that's worthwhile discussing. We'll take a brief musical break and then, given that the Children's Festival also occurs within shouting distance of the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, who have got the Teletubbies coming back. I'll say that again. Teletubbies are coming to the new Lincoln Theatre Royal. Again. These are things I'll be talking about with Amelia Chambers in a matter of moments. But for the moment, a touch of Lynn Anderson.
your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. Beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
I think we get the message, just about. Looking back to other events within the Children's Festival, of course, last year we had the Lincoln Knights Trail, the Battles and Dynasties exhibition at the Collection, we had the Doomsday Book at Lincoln Castle, we had a whole stack of other things there, which Michael Armstrong, of course, Lincoln Big Events and Promotions Manager, said they wanted to put a fresh slant on the festival by offering families the chance to let their children get involved in workshops. Is it going to be more of the same but better this year, Sarah Bullimore?
Yes, well, the Children's Festival takes place between the 2nd and 6th of July in Lincoln, and it's going to be a bit different this year. So the main part of it that I'm involved in is basically all the schools activities that we do. So we invite schools across Lincolnshire to come and perform, and they get a chance as well to have a free workshop as well as part of it. But normally we're on tour and we kind of move the marquee around and the stage around the city area and have different locations. But this year we're going to be in the Cornhill area for the whole week with a few extra surprises thrown in there, perhaps.
It'll be the Cornhill Children's Colonisation. Cornhill Children's Colony, perhaps.
Yes, so are there any schools out there? To get in touch, because we're currently booking them all in.
And presumably we're not looking at some kind of Lord of the Flies thing here. It's not going to be survival of the fittest to us, though. People will actually be sort of engaging in a whole process. Will there be dance demonstrations? What sort of projects are you looking to develop?
The schools kind of do bring a range of different things, really. So some of them come and do dance, some do drama. A lot of them do singing, some, you know, choir or musical instruments, and we've had spoken word in the past too. So we're open, really, to primary schools kind of coming forward with any element of performances that they want to kind of put on and show. They've got a half an hour slot, and we'll schedule them all in. And it's really great. There's some fantastic talent out there as well, so it's lovely to see.
Is it half term this week in Lincoln? I sometimes get confused by what happens in terms
of
it was
half term last week in Lincoln, right, and this week in Nottinghamshire.
You see, this is it. This is the sort of challenge that's around from that point of view. So, because clearly, if you were listening to this last week, which you couldn't have been because we weren't broadcasting then, you might well have actually said, "Oh, I'll just note this down." I always listen to my podcast. How can people actually find out more details about getting their school involved with the Lincoln Children's Festival in July?
Well, if they go on the Lincoln Big page, they can get in touch with them there, or they can no doubt hunt me down on Facebook and send me a message. And as I said, we're taking bookings at the moment for any primary schools across the whole of Lincolnshire who can perform, and it's all free as well for them. So
many things to go through, so many things to summarise. I'm tempted to actually just say, if you missed any of them, just play the podcast back again. If you're listening live, it will be up as a podcast within about 24 hours or so from now. But any of those highlights that we talked about, from the Newark Book Festival through the Lincoln Children's Festival through to the Composite scenario, the Lincoln Drill Hall, which you'd actually say, or indeed even Lincoln Fashion, that's the one we should really sort of, that's the one I'm most looking forward to.
That would be hard, wouldn't it? I am personally obviously looking forward to Newark Book Festival because it involves lots of books, and obviously that is one of my big passions. And we're growing the children's programme as well this year as well, so that will be absolutely fantastic. So yes, lots of exciting author events and all sorts going on.
And one day, of course, you will return to the studio, I have no doubt, Sarah. I
keep absolutely.
Hanging
on to
this
whole
thing. Exactly. Keep hanging on to this line. Clearly, Michael's decided,
I
no, I can't cope anymore. But you heard it there. Sarah Bullimore will return. She will be back. Up next, Amelia Chambers will be sharing with us some of the new Theatre Royal Lincoln's events that are taking place, including Alice in Wonderland from the 30th of March, a kind of Easter pantomime that's going to be taking place, plus the Winter's Tale, and a whole heap of other goodies at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. I feel in many ways, Sarah, you might have actually laid the groundwork for some of that actually back in the day, but it's a way forward. Sarah will return. We'd like to wrap up with those two words that we normally wrap up the programme with in terms of inspired be, but reverse them, and then we get...
We can, yes. Ready?
Two,
be
three.
Inspired.
Oh, I did it before. Open up your heart, what do you feel? Open up your heart, what do you feel? Is it real? Yeah. The Big Bang may be a million years away. Oh. But I can't think of a better time. Tell them everything.
right here, right now. All right, everybody here in the world, you are all the children. All right, together now, unite and fight. Oh, open up your heart. No, peace, love for everyone. Oh, no, 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 no. Aye. To the four corners of the world, sing it out, sing it loud, sing it loud and loud. World, hold on, sing it loud, sing it proud. Everybody, yeah, yeah. Love, don't take no for an answer, no, no, not today. Right here, spread love.
From the Department of Inspartan Air, well, that's a strange idea. What about getting the entire staff of the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, led by Amelia Chambers, doing a full, wonderful, hip tune to Bob Sinclair and World, Hold On, Children of the Sky. I can see you sort of tapping away there, Amelia, in your own unique style. It's just joyous, joyous. How are you, Amelia Chambers?
I'm well. How are you, Alex?
Splendid. Well, so, so excited, it has to be said, because in a matter of days now, as we head out of February into March, from March the 21st to March the 22nd, yes, they are coming to Lincoln. They will be live. We will be saying, again, 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 it's Teletubbies live at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. Whoa!
I know. It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
You know, clearly, just when you thought you could raise the bar any higher than Teachers, Alice in Wonderland, and Britain's Got Magic, suddenly you just roll out the bar with Tinky Winky, La La, Dipsy, and Poe.
They are pretty legendary, though, aren't they, in terms of children's entertainment?
There are undergraduates these days who've probably actually made it into higher education solely because of their addiction to Teletubbies. And the world's a better place because of that. I mean, not only have we got Tubby Toast, Tubby Custard, Nunu, Sun Baby. Amazing. You know, it's just awesome in so many ways. But the iconic, world-famous Teletubbies in their first ever theatre show, created especially for your little ones. That's the only thing that disappoints me, actually, Amelia, because tragically I think I'm probably just beyond the age range for Teletubbies, which I'm gutted, you know. It's done them right. Sometimes we have to just cope with these things that life throws at us, really. But okay. It's great news that Teletubbies, it's almost as though it could be made up for Teletubbies come to Lincoln just as Lincoln City go to Wembley. It's amazing. You know?
Yes,
it's like 133 years for both things to happen, and it's all just falling into place, really. And needless to say, we have some Teletubby stuff later. Are tickets still available, though, this performance between March 21st? Well, it's March 21st, March 22nd. It's a one night only thing, or is it two nights? It's two nights.
It's two days. Four performances all in the daytime for little ones.
Yeah, you see, you keep saying that. You see, this is just serious.
And Alex's.
I know. I just have to content myself with the DVDs. That's all. Still, great stuff. That's there. Have you seen the show yourself? I mean, have you seen it as well? I mean, obviously, hashtag big hug, big hug. Sorry, as you can tell, bit of a fan here.
I've seen some clips of the show, which is, it looks amazing, actually. The set looks beautiful, and obviously the four Teletubbies are there, but there's some narrators and some dancers as well. So, obviously the story is being told by people, and then the Teletubbies, who are children, also play and dance along. So there is some narrative there for the adults to enjoy.
And do you say it again? I suspect you might be too young for the Teletubbies first time around, Amelia, or were you a child?
No, I was I did enjoy it first time round. So I think there'll be plenty of audience participation included in the show. There always is with those kinds of things. So no, we're delighted to be hosting that. You know, that show, because it is quite, it's good, it's kudos really for Lincoln to have a show like that.
Precisely. Even though I do believe that Lala occasionally sort of scares very young people, but that's by the by, I suppose. It happens really. Will your own child be coming along to see Teletubbies live, or is it a case of no? Oh, I thought so. There we are. Marvellous.
Straight away.
That's front row seats, no doubt.
Front row maybe, running around also.
It'll work then. But amazingly enough, there's actually much more going on New Theatre Royal Lincoln than Teletubbies, although clearly, Amelia, we could spend the next 20 minutes of the programme simply talking about Teletubbies. We need to ease back, draw back on that, otherwise the Rod Stewart story and Some Guys Have All the Luck and Britain's Got Magic and Judd Godber's Teachers and Tony Stockwell's Psychic Medium might have something to say about this. Actually, Psychic Medium, you're going to have to move very, very quickly for that because it's tomorrow night, so look ahead. Look ahead to that.
Yes, it's all selling very well. We're delighted to open the season with some full houses after our record-breaking Panto, so that was brilliant. And yes, we've kind of got jam-packed shows right up until Alice in Wonderland, which is our own in-house production at the end of March, running through Easter time. So, yeah, as you said, we've got Teachers, which I'm really looking forward to, which is a John Godber play for 2 days, which is selling really well. Then we have Dr. Feelgood. We've got another play called The Signalman. Britain's Got Magic, so a magic show, which is just a bit different. G4, they've obviously been before. They've got quite a...
Like what you did there, Amelia. G4, they've obviously been before.
They've been before.
Nicely
they've
done.
They've got a really big Lincoln following as well, so that's really nice. So yeah, we've got a wide variety of things on in the coming season, and we're booking things right up until 2019 at the moment. So there's lots of new things on the website that perhaps isn't in the brochure. Our next brochure comes out in 3 weeks' time, and we'll list right up until September. So there's lots for people to look forward to.
Amelia, we want to talk a little bit more in detail about some of the things that are upcoming, including, of course, Alice in Wonderland, as you said. It starts coming up there. Plus, we've got film screenings, a whole heap of other things. But I'm sure you'll appreciate that given the awesomeness of these people coming to Lincoln for the first time ever, we need to have a little musical break here. Which, feel free to dedicate this to your son as well, if you wish, just to sort of give him a heads up, because he could always listen to the podcast if he's not listening live at present. So it's the Teletubbies theme. Amelia, would you like to dedicate it to all the little people who might be out there? Yes.
All the little people enjoy.
Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un, Vladimir Putin, and Theresa May. And yet, strangely, it would be a lot kinder world if they did take on the role of being the Teletubbies. What say you, Amelia Chambers?
Well, maybe. I didn't know where you were going with that, Alex.
Yeah.
That was quite hilarious.
Right.
You were listing those people. I was like, where's this going?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, maybe.
I think
maybe
so.
They need to be in the second live tour of Precise. The Teletubbies.
Yeah, well, you know, let's face it, there's always a place for global leaders at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. That's what we say.
Indeed.
Okay, so our regular diarist at Siren Radio has been very busy promoting the fact that next week, of course, a whole range of films and movies start screening at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, including Finding Dory, Gone with the Wind, and, of course, we then have The Jungle Book and the film and the awesome Sound of Music that's there.
The Sound of Music. Yes, we have The Sound of Music on Mothering Sunday, which will be really nice.
Exactly. So is this the sing-along version or is it just a case of the original sort of uncut Robert Wise-directed epic?
It's the original, but it's really exciting because we've just launched we've had the live screenings from the Royal Opera House, which have been going really well for the past year, but we've just recently got the licence to be able to put films on. So it's just a really great way to get people interested in the theatre that perhaps haven't been before, but we're also putting a variety of films on that are suitable for all ages, so even people with children who perhaps don't think that they're quite ready for live theatre, then they can come and experience the auditorium, make themselves comfortable and enjoy Finding Dory or whatever they want to watch. So no, it's going really well.
Presumably you'd also encourage people to come in costume to the 13th of March screening of Rocky Horror Picture Show as well.
Yes, indeed, we want people to dress up. I think the whole workforce, including the tech team, are going to well, maybe not the
good
tech
to, good to no, good to hear that. I think, Amelia, you should go with that. Following through from how we introduced you today, getting the whole piece down and getting folks coordinated, get the entire system from that perspective there. Get Natalie to get dressed up in the full sort of jump to the right, jump to the left, and so on. We'll do the time warp again. As you said, so many good things coming through. You mentioned G4, of course. The Rod Stewart story, Some Guys Have All Luck, also coming through there. If you're looking to get further details about this, you can go clearly to the new Theatre Royal Lincoln website, and it tells you a whole heap of good material from that perspective. Alice in Wonderland. Clearly, a curious and curiouser experience from the 13th of March to the 7th of April 2018, one in which hopefully we'll be coming to do a bit of live reporting in March to sort of find out how rehearsals and things are actually going. An adaptation of a whimsical tale with perfect family-friendly entertainment, very much to the fore. Share with us Alice in Wonderland. Most folk will know the story. Do you drink from this bottle? Do you eat this cake? Do you become large? Do you become small? What will we be expecting in the new Theatre Royal's incarnation of this classic from Lewis Carroll?
Well, at the moment, the adaptation's been written for us. So it's a new script. And in fact, Natalie has arrived with the score today. So the new music for it, which sounds beautiful. There'll be some really beautiful set and a really, really strong cast as well. So we've invited back Chris Johnson, who is a CBBC presenter, who was in our Christmas pantomime, and he will be playing the White Rabbit. And we also have Patrick Kearns, who played Dame Donna Kebab in Aladdin, also playing the Queen of Hearts. So it's a really strong cast. We've also got Chris Hayes, who's local to Lincoln, and it's just going to be really family-friendly, light-hearted entertainment, really beautiful, just a really lovely trip out for everybody, I think. It's a new initiative for the theatre. Well, I say new, it's something that we're reviving. The Easter pantomime's been something that traditional theatres have done way back when. It's something that we want to start again, and hopefully it becomes a tradition. This is a little bit of a trial to see if it works. At the moment, ticket sales are going really well, but no, we promise a really good production. That's what Natalie and Mike and the rest of the team have been able to promise for the last 18 months, and we're just growing as a venue, and we just want to be able to put on really strong, great theatre for people to come and enjoy.
A heartwarming and uplifting classic. Dare I say it also would be an ideal companion to check out with your former base of operations at Lincolnshire Showground, where Countryside Links, of course, emerges. Go see the Countryside, Countryside Links, and then take your children to see Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, definitely, because that's also a fantastic event.
There we are, you see. It's cross-promoting on Lincoln Inspired. Sarah Bullimore, if she's still listening, would be proud. Still, if she was chained to a desk these days, I don't know what sort of strange thing she goes into, but life happens on that basis. Heaps of good stuff, as we've said, Amelia. Tickets just about available, but we would advise that with all sort of things, book early, presumably, to ensure that you can make sure that you don't have to have that panic, that last-minute panic of it being, shall we say, the 29th of March, saying, I still haven't got tickets for Alice in Wonderland. Book it now. Book them now.
No, exactly. Yes, book now, and then you can guarantee your seat.
Exactly. So it looks as though 2018, as we said when we spoke at the end of 2017, is going to be even bigger, better and brighter than 2017, as the trajectory of the new Theatre Royal Lincoln continues ever upwards from that point of view. We don't want to tease ahead too much, but are you particularly excited by how the season is developing and growing and the whole arts centre side of things,
definitely.
Amelia?
Well, we've got lots of fantastic shows booked in. A lot of the general consensus was that people wanted more musicals, more kind of that kind of showy theatre. So we've managed to get something called 20th Century Boy, which is a musical, and A Spoonful of Sherman, which is a celebration of lots of classics like Singing in the Rain. They're sort of May, June time, so they'll be in the next brochure, which is out in a few weeks' time, but also it's listed on our website, newtheatreroyallincoln.co.uk. So there's lots coming up. We've just announced yesterday that Peter Andre is coming.
Yes, I was going to comment about this. In fact, yeah. I saw the social media post which said, I will be his mysterious girl.
And
I
thought,
how am I supposed to like this? Am I supposed to say, whatever? I think I possibly end up doing that. So have you sort of booked in to actually say, yes, I will be the mysterious girl?
On words, Alex. I don't want to say anymore.
No, of course, exactly.
There's quite a buzz in the city for the fact that he's a big name, and he's a, it's
not quite as big as the Teletubbies, but everybody's each to their own. You see,
to their own. But it is great, and it's just nice that people like that want to come to Lincoln, and we can, make it successful for them. So no, it's really good.
Of course, if you had the ultimate mashup, you'd have Peter Andre with Chris Johnson with the Teletubbies. Now that would be a phenomenal scenario on that basis. But that's maybe that's for 2019. We'll look ahead towards that.
So 2019 Panto.
Given the choice between the Nuns Chorus, My Favourite Things, Do Re Mi, or So Long Farewell, which one of the Sound of Music numbers would you like to have as your little farewell?
Well, So Long Farewell sounds
it good. Does, doesn't it, really? Yeah, our feet are saying goodbye.
As I'm departing, yeah.
Yeah, but not for long, Amelia. We can't do without you, and certainly the new Theatre Royal Lincoln can't. So, I take it won't be too long before, hopefully, you'll be joining us in the studio, perhaps.
Yes, that would be brilliant. Next time, I'll come in.
I would hope so, and we'll come to you as well, and we'll keep the sharing, caring scenario going. It'll be awesome in so many delightful ways. Amelia Chambers from the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, we salute you, and I'm sure we will speak again very soon.
Thank you.
There's a sad sort of clanging from the clock in the hall and the bells in the steeple too. Thank you.
sigh and say goodbye, goodbye.
Wonderful. So we thank Sarah Bullimore and we thank Amelia Chambers for bringing us up to date with a whole heap of other goodies that are coming through there. Of course, John Wenham, our very own events guru here, has put his events diary together, and it might be well worth mentioning that the Terry O'Toole Theatre on Sunday the 25th of February from 3 p.m. there are auditions for James the Giant Peach, given the children's theme we've kind of been working through this edition. Action Community Theatre is holding open auditions for its summer half-term production of Roald Dahl's popular story James and the Giant Peach. It must be available for rehearsals on Tuesday evenings and Sunday afternoons in the lead up to the production, and to perform on Friday the 1st of June and Saturday the 2nd of June at the Terry O'Toole Theatre, plus weather permitting, an open air performance at Bolton Park on Sunday the 3rd of June. Even if you don't want to act on stage but would like to help with the production behind the scenes, they recommend you get in touch via the telephone 01522 812382. That's 01522 812382. If you're interested in taking part in James and the Giant Peach, auditions being held on Sunday the 25th of February. Only a matter of seconds to go now before we actually say hail, farewell, auf Wiedersehen and goodbye to this edition of Inspired On Air. And then before you know it, it'll be the third week in March and we'll be back again to do it all over with hopefully a fully fit co-presentational team of Michael Blackburn and the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre and more. Train and a ripped up bundle. Place my
tranquility of solitude. Getting a carry, traveling on buses. Read the graffiti of our slash seat of fears. I say that's
Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.